This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's Triple Threat podcast, how much is too much to pay for a haircut? What foods should you have at a house party? Not garlic bread. Prue forgets a very important news item, and Jess takes over his mate's Tinder and gets him a lot of, well, you'll find out. Enjoy.
I went for a haircut. Got a haircut, you know.
We noticed because you took your hat off.
Took my beanie off and looked younger.
What?
I always look younger when I get a haircut. Everyone's like, oh, you look 18 again. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Totally what I wanted to hear. But I went into a hairdresser just to walk up from my place in a small little group of shops. So it was nothing fancy, nothing special. There was a few people in there. And I walked in. I just went to ask. I was like, oh, I've got a little bit of time before work. Do you guys do men's haircuts? Yes, we do. How much do you charge?
$65. $65?
I know. What? And I'm like, it's not that difficult to do a guy's haircut.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You don't have a big head either.
No.
No. No, it's just oddly shaped. It's not even that big.
I nearly ran into the same problem. I met a couple of guys at this event thing at a birthday party, and they had their own, like, hairdressing salon.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you should totally come down. We'll cut your hair, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, great, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So instead of just rocking up, I thought I'd better check on the website just to see how much it is because I'm poor. And it's $110.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious? My gosh.
Yep.
Girls, like, generally girls' haircuts are more expensive.
See, this is the problem. Yeah. I'm going to cut you off right there, Christina.
Oh, go.
Guys are not allowed to complain about haircut prices according to women. Because every time we bring up, oh, God, it's a little expensive to get a haircut, we get cut off straight away, just as I cut you off, you know, hence the irony. Because they're like, no, you can't complain about it. Women's haircuts are so much more expensive. We get killed at the hairdresser. No, we're allowed to complain too.
No, I agree.
Oh, well, I say that.
$65 is excessive.
Yeah, especially when it only takes, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I didn't trust her either. She had a diamante on her tooth. I was like, well, there's something off about you, love, and I can put my finger on it. Your lateral incisor has been tainted.
I don't know if I would trust people with a diamante on their teeth either.
And she was like 45 plus.
You're not Jay-Z.
No. You're not.
Oh, Jay-Z wouldn't do that, though.
Hey, let her express herself however she pleases.
Okay.
But by charging $65, no. My dad is a barber. An old school Italian barber.
Yep.
You're looking at $18.
Yeah. Oh, see, there we go. Is he still cutting hair?
$18. He sure is.
All right.
$18.
I'll have to go see Papilaria.
Yeah.
Well, since I.
But it would cost you so much in petrol that you should probably stick with the $65.
Oh, where is he doing it? Perth.
No, just far from Jess.
Oh, okay. Since I come back to Melbourne, I've been seeing a barber because I used to see a hairdresser. And when I was living in Hamburg, just in case anyone didn't, you know, haven't brought that up. I made friends with the guy behind the counter, and then I used to get like apprentices to do the hair.
Cheap.
Yeah, it was €10. And then because I made friends with the guy behind the counter, it was free. Yeah.
But then you run the risk with the apprentices, don't you?
Well, they always did a good job because it was the best hairdresser in Hamburg, but it took 3 hours.
Do you know?
Okay, you would pay $65 for a 3-hour haircut.
But I just, like, I had more time on my hands back, like, in last year, so
yeah,
I didn't mind sitting there
for
3 hours for a free haircut that
do
would cost me usually, you know, €60.
Head massage as well?
Yeah, they gave a little bit of a head massage,
Do you know when I was in primary school, one of my classmates had uneven ears? And he said that, I remember this like it was yesterday, that one time a hairdresser cut off the top of his ear and that's why they're uneven. I never know if that was a true story or not.
Nah.
But I think it was because they were very uneven.
Oh, I'll keep listening for more insights into Christina's childhood.
Hey.
So, house parties. Are you guys...
I love good house party. Yeah. House party is my favorite. Mm. And because, you know, they're comfortable, they're easy. You can decide to go out. If not, you just have an awesome night and stay in. Yeah. But, so like, I love a good host of a house party. Mm-hmm. We hosted one on Saturday night.
Oh.
Had a few people around, but not
too
big.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, you know, it wasn't all my friends. It was, you know, my partner's friend. All right.
I'll remember this later.
Oh, God. This is another talk topic. Here we go. But we supplied the food.
I was busy too, thanks.
Yeah, I was busy anyway.
Well, we supplied the food. All right. We supplied dinner.
Yeah, fair.
What did you make?
Well, we made pizza. No. But it was, we made the dough for homemade pizza.
You made the dough? Yeah,
make the dough, all the ingredients.
Wow.
Made about 6 or 7 pizzas and you just cut them up, have them on boards and everybody just digs in.
Jeez, that sounds pretty good.
But James, you had an issue with the food at your dinner party, yes. Right?
So first of all, I turned up to this house party. I think we may have misestimated the type of vibe that this house party
misinterpreted.
Misinterpreted perhaps the vibe that this party was going to be.
So you rocked up with glow sticks, slab of beer, woo, let's get it on.
Well, yeah. We were already like partying at my house before we went to this one. Let's just say that. We pre-partied for the party. And I think we rocked up around 11 or something.
Oh.
Which I thought was going to be pretty...
There's your first
problem.
It
was 10, I think.
There's your first problem.
Is it too early?
Too early.
Was it a gathering or was it a house party?
Well, I was under the impression it was a house party. Anyway, we turn up. No music.
First problem.
And then they started making food, which is great.
Oh.
Garlic bread.
It's my kind of house party. I could combine the food at your house party, James, with the food at your house party, Jess, pizza and garlic bread, I'd be pretty satisfied.
And get rid of all the people, Christina would have a great night.
Thing is, I don't think garlic bread is an appropriate food for a house party where people are gathering and talking very close to each
Not
other.
Not at all. And if you want to, you know, maybe kiss a boy or girl.
Someone.
After the garlic bread, not pretty.
No, exactly. Unless you've both been chomping down on it. The garlic bread.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No one wants to kiss anyone after garlic bread, let's be honest.
So anyway, I happened to be quite vocal at this house party because I...
Really? That's not like you.
Well, also, I didn't know anyone there. So I had no shame.
How many people were at the party?
I'm going to say about 30 or 40.
Oh, okay. So that was a proper party.
Oh, yeah.
And how can you have... I'm 30, shocked I reckon. That they couldn't have... They didn't have music.
I know. They had something trying to come out of the television, but A, it wasn't very loud, and B, I think it was some kind of... I remember one point hearing ABBA, and I was like, oh, no, it's time to leave.
No, that's when the party starts.
No. Not these people. I think I even called a few people boring and nerds. Oh, no. It was just...
Whose party was it? Like, why were you even invited?
Oh. Well, my mate came over for... It was like my mate's girlfriend's sister's house party.
Mate's girlfriend's sister. Okay.
Was everybody else seemed to be having a good time, James?
No.
Okay.
Mind you, I could have been misjudging the room.
I think it's not so much of the house party being wrong. You just may have been at the wrong house party.
Most important question of all, though, Jamesy, did you eat any garlic bread?
No, I didn't. But I did find
principle?
Some... On principle, I didn't. But I did find some good chocolate slice that I hacked into, yeah.
Well, you would have got that patch which you got later in the night if you had that garlic bread, so you never know.
That's right.
But we do want to know, you know, party food, what gets it going, and party faux pas, which we've done a little bit already.
Yeah.
Well, what would have made it a good party for you, James? What food object? Because seeing as though I'm not allowed to talk about it because I love everything.
We never said that. We just said you're a biased opinion.
No, but I agree. sausage rolls and party pies.
They're a classic.
You can't go past those.
A spring roll.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
What?
Sometimes. I'm just picking on my spring rolls.
I'm picking on my curry puffs. I could say no to a curry puff.
No, I'll say yes to a curry puff.
Mm.
Yep. Bring it on.
Well, we're having a party. Here's our list of food, guys.
We get pretty hungry here doing breakfast radio, so if anyone wants to bring us a platter of party pies.
Oh, but what, because our muffins aren't good enough? We've already had muffins this morning. I feel like that we've got a bit of a barrage of abuse because of our apparent lowbrow food party food options.
I'm taking this all to heart.
I'm taking this to offense.
Matt from Thornbury texted in and said the breakfast team has very lowbrow tastes.
Rude.
Why? Because we're satisfied with the party pie.
Oh, look, I think Matt's got a point.
What? You're in this too, my love.
I made our own pizzas and made our own dough.
Actually, let's all discuss what Jess told us off air he had for dinner last night.
We've got one more text in, Christina.
Before we read the other text. I'll read the other text.
Okay.
Anything but sausage rolls, anything in capital letters, we are not in preschool.
Oh.
I reckon the person that texted that, whoever they are, eat sausage rolls, just for the record. Now, Jess,
yes,
what did you have for dinner last night?
I just had some very fibrous meal, you know. Can I tell you what I had for dinner the two previous nights?
No, I want to know what you had for dinner last night.
Tell the people, because we know.
I had Weet-Bix.
You had Weet-Bix.
And what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had Weet-Bix.
And how many Weet-Bix did you have last night?
Six.
And how many did you have this morning?
Six.
I don't understand.
In the last 12 hours, this man has had 12 Weet-Bix.
When you buy a box of Wheat biscuits,
I did.
Big is this box?
It's an extra box. It's like a 1.3 kilo. It's big. It's big. It's got like an extra top on it.
Don't you get sick of them? They're so dry.
I got sick of cooking. So we did the home cooked meals like the two nights before. Did pizzas, made the own dough, then did a risotto. I was knackered. I was just like, nah, just couldn't be bothered.
That's so Seinfeld of you to eat cereal for dinner.
Really? Who eats cereal for dinner?
Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jerry, you know, kindred spirits. I love a good Junners as well.
Yes.
Now, Prue, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
But I feel like there is a huge news story that you missed.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It is Prince George's
birthday. I was going to include this one. His parents have thanked the world for their support of George, and they've released two special photos, I believe. I really was going to include it. I do apologise.
We did check out the photos. He's so James,
too damn cute.
Oh, that was James.
James is really clucky.
So clucky.
Pretty clucky.
But he's a pretty cute baby. Yeah. Like, as far as babies go, he's up there.
I don't think he could be any cuter.
It would be a problem if they'd gotten an ugly one, honest.
You know the problem, though? Quite often cute babies don't turn out that well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
Were you a cute baby?
I was a very ugly baby.
All right. Well, that's
a gigantic head as a kid.
And now?
Oh. Photos speak for themselves.
Thank you, Prue.
Pleasure. See you soon, guys.
Now, listeners, I'm not sure if you've heard, coming out of some of the breaks, James has been a little bit, elsewhere.
They wouldn't have heard, only you and I know.
Oh, well.
Get out. Well, I've not been hearing that.
Oh, I have, James.
I've been seeing it.
Well, we've both been seeing it, Christina. Somebody's been getting a few little matches.
Okay, that doesn't happen that often.
Well, you're getting matches on Tinder, James, and I think it's affecting your work.
You are taking these song breaks to go through Tinder, aren't you?
Well, I don't have much time in my life to be busy doing that. Very busy.
I've just been introduced to the noise that means that you've got a Tinder match.
Well, when I was sitting out there this morning, going through what we're going to talk about today, I got a message, and you guys didn't know what that message sound was.
No.
And I was like, it's a Tinder message. Christina, why am I getting a Tinder message at 5:45 in the morning?
Is that very normal?
No, it's not normal.
Well, Christina and I missed out on Tinder, both shacked ourselves up before the Tinder revolution came out.
Oh, there's still time. I said that to Prue before. I'm like, don't give up just yet. She said, I'll never get to have Tinder. I'm like, hey, you sell it, you never know.
You're just preempting a
no breakup. My partner's not listening.
Note to my partner, I didn't say that.
That was just a joke.
Poor thing.
I did have a little bit of fun on Tinder the other day.
Yeah, because people in couples love to get on single people's Tinder accounts
to have
a bit of fun.
Don't point a finger at me. Yeah, it's Jessia.
I gave I had my phone borrowed by one of my friends over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
And he was swiping right all the time. I'm like, don't swipe that, but no, not that one either. Because then you have to let them down.
Yeah, anyway. I did that the other day. Okay. I went out with, had a few friends. We just had a guy's night just hanging out and took my friend's Tinder phone. Mm. And
Tinder phone. Specific phone for Tinder.
But basically spent about 10 minutes there just vigorously swiping in the yes direction.
Oh, no.
No.
Guys, 51 matches.
51?
Yeah, because you can sort through the junk it's done.
You're supposed to sort through the junk at the start.
Well,
not after you say yes to all these people who then get their hopes up.
I may have sent a few messages after that as well.
Oh, no.
Really?
May have set up a couple of dates.
Have you told your friend that he's going on dates? And
yeah.
Well, he'd probably know when he checked his Tinder again, wouldn't he?
And he didn't appreciate it. I'm like, mate, if you've been struggling and you need some help, don't feel bad when I'm getting your dates.
How do you know he's been struggling?
He told me.
Lucky James has a phone that neither of us know how to use, because otherwise, watch out.
I'll be getting James dates left, right, and centre.
Oh, thank God you didn't.
Well, by the sounds of it, James doesn't need any help.
What?
You're getting matches.
Well, I do a lot of swiping left.
What's your swipe to match ratio? Your swipe, what's the one that, right?
Oh, it's not bad.
Oh.
It's not bad, actually.
Do you have a photo of the guy from Modern Family there? Just so to get it, you know, over and done with nice and early before they say, oh, you look like someone.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think it'll help work in my favour, to be honest. As lovely as he is.
So not a bad ratio then?
This is not about me.
No, it's totally about you, James.
How was your ratio? Do you know?
Oh, well, I don't know.
51
probably,
matches.
51 probably out about 500. It went for a while.
I think 10%. If you can get 10%.
Well, keep us updated on whether you've actually played Romeo and got someone hooked up.
I think he's still sorting through.
You with the triple throw on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.